So, continue the topic of wholesome and unwholesome, a fundamental concept for the entire teachings of the Buddha. And the focus today will be on more on the unwholesome. Next week will be more of the wholesome. And the unwholesome, is said to have three roots. And the roots are greed, hatred, and delusion. And the idea of roots is very interesting. A root is not something. A root of a plant is underground, and you can't see it. But some plants, if you chop them off at the surface level, the ground, then the roots are still alive, and the plant will still sprout, will grow again from the roots. And sometimes plants die back, and they're not really at all seen visibly above the ground. But then spring comes, maybe, and the rainy season comes, and they start growing again, and there they are. Sometimes greed, hate, and delusion as roots are called latent tendencies. They may lay inside of us latently, ready to sprout whenever the conditions are right for it. Some people might feel that they have no greed, hatred, and delusion, because they don't see it in themselves, but then at some point the conditions come together and like, boy, is it ever there. And there's a story in the suttas maybe I told you this, I don't think I told you last week, but I was thinking of it, of a woman who was always kind. But then someone said, maybe this is not only kind of surface deep. And so someone challenged her in a simple way. And sure enough, she got angry and violent even. So this idea of the latent roots, the roots inside, and it being greed, hatred, and delusion. And teachers like me, and a lot of Theravada teachers, will repeat this phrase, greed, hate, and delusion, a lot. And when I was a younger student, I heard it a lot. And I think part of my brain just kind of checked out when I heard it. I heard it so often. It was so repetitive, so rote. And so, almost like I didn't hear it anymore because it was emphasized so much. But the reason it's emphasized is that these are the roots deep inside that give birth to all kinds of unwholesome behavior. I find it very compassionate to call it unwholesome behavior as opposed to bad behavior or evil behavior or wrong behavior. There's a lot of judgments that are around some of the ways we judge, we have, understand people's behavior. But unwholesome means that you can change it into something wholesome. Unwholesome is more the quality of the activity and doesn't necessarily judge the person. Some behavior is unwholesome. But they have these three roots. And inside of ourselves, like there's a deep inside, unseen many times, can be living inside of us a source from which unhelpful, unbeneficial behavior arises. And in the simplest kind of way, it's related to tension, to holding, to places we feel hurt, places where we've coagulated or condensed around our pain or our sadness or our conceit, all kinds of things we're holding on to. And that can be very deep and subliminal and not even seen, like it's latent, these tensions. But they're ready to express themselves in all kinds of ways. And so part of this practice of the Dharma is to really reach down into the roots of our very being, not just the places that we can see and know, deep inside that from which unwholesome behavior springs, this deep holding patterns and tensions inside. And so for that, the process of relaxing and feeling safer and safer, relaxing deeper and deeper, releasing, until we touch these places that are usually not seen, but where the roots, the deep inside. And so when we pull the root of a plant out of the ground, then the plant doesn't sprout again. So we have these ideas of these three roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. And I think of these as umbrella terms for a whole family of related motivations or feelings or attitudes. And in the ancient texts, they have synonyms or describe some of the words for some of the other elements of that family. So with greed, that's related to lust, to relishing. Relishing is enjoying, but holding on and really wanting more, getting the most, squeezing the most out of it. Longing, attachment, clinging, and craving. So these are all in the family of greed. And when we say greed, we include all of these kind of included within it. And where do those surface from? What's the root of those inside of you? When you feel greed, when you feel lust, or deep longing, or attachment, or clinging, or craving, to really respect these in a way that's beneficial, to respect the power of them and the influence they have on us, what are the roots? Where are they arising out of? What's the deeper disposition from which they come? What's the deeper feeling tone? What's the deeper tension that we carry with us that seems to be from where they arise? Hatred is the synonyms for that is wanting to harm. Anger, hostility. Although, you know, anger is a little bit confusing, that word, because not all anger is wanting to harm. But in this Buddhist list, it all has to do with wanting to harm. So hostility or wrath, malice, obstructing. One word is irritation. But so the question is irritation? How does that mean causing harm? But some kind of ill will is there as part of it. Delusion, ignorance, bewilderment, foolishness. Interesting. Not knowing. Not really understanding suffering. If we don't understand our suffering some deep way and see how it arises, how it ceases, we don't really understand it. Suffering not understood is a source for delusion, and that then gets expressed often in greed and in hatred and ill will. So these have a wide influence on us, and what's interesting in the Buddhist analysis of human behavior, that all unwholesome behavior, all behavior which is harmful in some ways to ourselves or to others, has its root in these three forces inside of us, these three categories of things. And if these are the roots, then the task is to somehow get sensitive enough, still enough, feel comfortable enough in oneself, feel a sense, enough security in oneself to really be quiet and touch those roots, to really feel what is subliminal, feel what's often latent. And one of the avenues to do that is physical, is to feel the physical tension with a very heightened sense of mindfulness, to really tune in deeply, deeply, deeply to the subtlest forms of tension that sometimes only are felt if the surface tension is finally relaxed enough. And it might even after a long period of kind of peace and ease, we'll get a sense, oh, look at that. There's a little tightening, a contraction, a little kernel of tightness or pressure or something. And then to help that soften and relax, let that release. And even though it might be feel like a small little kernel subtle deep inside, it's often the very seed, just like a seed of a redwood tree is quite small, but the tree grows really big. So in the same way, these seeds deep inside of greed, hate, and delusion, they might seem inconsequential because they're so small. But in deep, quiet meditation, that's the place where sometimes we can touch those roots or those seeds and let them relax and release. And in that all wholesome behavior, unwholesome behavior comes from these, it becomes really useful to address them, to meet them, to understand them. So one of the practices in Buddhism is to recognize greed, hatred, and delusion when it arises, but not recognize, sometimes those words are so big words, they seem like they represent, you know, big, obvious movements of greed and hatred that everyone can see. But the tendency in Buddhism is to see them even in the very subtle movements, like one word for one synonym or connection to hatred is irritation. And attachment can be very, very small, very mild. But any movement like that where there involves, a kind of self-harm or self-tension, any tension we have, holding, tightening, that's chronic, is a kind of, creates very unhelpful conditions for us. And as we relax that and soften that, we create conditions for something that's very positive. The opposite of greed, hatred, and delusion. And those also can be roots. And to have the roots of non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion be the source from which we operate is a whole sea change in how some people can live their lives. But that also is discovered by deeply relaxing. They're waiting for us. Those seeds are waiting for us, and they also can grow into big redwood trees and become strong. So greed, hatred, and delusion. And one of the things to become sensitive to so that we are not pushed around by them, caught in bondage to their influence. So thank you. And I offer these words and thoughts about these deep roots inside of us with the tremendous respect for your depth, your roots, care for it, and really wishing that in that depth of who you are that you can find peace, well-being, and love, and freedom, like something deep inside can release and let go. So, thank you.